T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now, save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Kurt Heelan from Pro Basketball Talk. You can find him on Twitter at Basketball Talk. You can read his work at NBCSports.com, where he's the lead NBA writer and managing editor. And very rarely do we talk to him this early on in football season before basketball season has started, but I thought let's check in with Kurt and see what the latest is with Jimmy Butler and if there's any chance that he ends up with the Miami Heat. So, hello, Kurt.
Hey, how you doing, man? Yeah, I know. Yesterday just kind of blew up my head. This is the slow part of the year. I write some previews. Nothing's really going on. And then suddenly, like, that just got blown up yesterday.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, and there are conflicting reports, I guess, as to whether or not the Miami Heat could be a player in the Jimmy Butler sweepstakes. And I know, by the way, that Minnesota doesn't have to do anything, by the way, if they don't want to. It's not like he's a free agent. So what do you know? What is the latest?
Well, first off, you kind of hit the nail on the head with the first part. Nothing's going to happen that quickly because Tom Thibodeau doesn't want anything to happen. He would like to find a way to make this all kind of, you know, get Butler and Karl Anthony Towns on the same page singing Kumbaya and figure out how to make this whole thing work because his job's on the line. Like, ownership isn't, there's not a great relationship there with ownership. They considered letting him go this summer despite, you know, a 16 game improvement in making the playoffs because everybody around the league knew how bad this locker room was. They knew problems were coming, and that includes the ownership in Minnesota. They didn't make a move yet, but nothing's going to happen in the short term because he's going to try to fix this. He's going to try to find a way to do it. If he ends up finally biting the bullet and trading, like, I don't think Miami's out of the picture. They'd have to come, you've got to put together a package that helps them win some games now with veterans. The Clippers can kind of do that because they got, you know, Tobias Harris, Patrick Beverley, some guys they could throw in the mix. If you can put together a veteran package, you might be able to intrigue him. And look, what he wants is to be he wants to be the man in a big market where he can kind of have opportunities. Miami qualifies for that. That might not have been on his short list, but it certainly qualifies.
And Kurt, is he good enough? I know he's a good player, but is he good enough to be the man, like a number one option? Is he that good?
That's now you're getting to a really good question. And I'll tell you the other question everybody asks around the league. I mean, I honestly, by the way, I think last year in a lot of ways he was, but they do have Towns on that team. Like let's not forget they have an all-NBA center in just at 23 on that team. But he's the guy who did lift up their defense. They were much better with him on the floor. That said, there's that question about, is he really a number one, or do you have to have him with another elite guy to make that really work? And number two, yeah, he's just 29. But he's got Tom Thibodeau miles on him. And, like, are you how many years, how careful do you want to be giving him a big deal for a long term? Because we just kind of know how those guys break down.
So what is the story, though? What turned with him and the Timberwolves, and did it involve Karl Anthony Towns' girlfriend?
Everybody is denying the girlfriend thing. I don't know. I can tell you I did not sleep with her.
Hey, put that on the wire, Laro.
That would have been a story.
That would have been great. If Kurt Heelan said, well, listen, I know that I have slept with her. I can't speak for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, exactly. Towns shot that down today, so he said that that's not it. But whatever the reason, look, part of it is, like I said, Butler wants to be the guy. He wants to be a central figure, and Towns is 23, about to, you know, look, the max contract extension has been sitting out there since July 1. He will at some point sign it because nobody walks away from that money. He's going to take the deal, and then it's his team, and that's just not good for Thibodeau, where he doesn't have a good relationship with him, and it's really not good for Butler. I think what Butler really wanted, and he was demanding a, not just an extension, but for them to clear out cap space so they could give him a raise, you know, kind of like OKC had the cap space to do that with Russell a few years back. That's kind of what he wanted, but they would have had to just, like, almost either find an idiot to take on Andrew Wiggins' contract or gut the roster in some way to do it. So he wanted the leverage of being the man contractually, and when he didn't get it, he started asking out.
And like you said, the locker room's terrible. You said everybody knew the locker room was terrible. Who's responsible for that? Is that Jimmy Butler as the veteran guy? Is that one of these young puppies, Wiggins or Karl Anthony Towns, or is that 100% on Thibodeau?
Yeah, I don't know that it's ever one person. I mean, obviously, every bad relationship I had was the woman's fault.
You know, it's funny. I had the same situation in my life.
Yeah, but in general, look, bad relationships are, in whether in life or sports, it's always a little bit of every, you know, thing. And in this case, look, Thibodeau grinds guys and wears them down. He does not have a good relationship with Towns, but Butler is tight with Thibodeau. That said, Butler's people went to Tibbs last year and like, man, you got to cut back the minutes. Like, you're grinding these guys too much, everybody. And then, I mean, there's a young and old thing there. And by the way, third part of it is everybody's frustrated with Wiggins. Like, the Wiggins' work ethic, Wiggins' lack of love for the game and not putting in the work, like, that frustrates Towns. It frustrates everybody. Towns' work ethic isn't Butler-esque, but Butler is in that Kobe kind of just really crazy work ethic, and he just doesn't know how to relate to other guys about it as well as Kobe did. Wiggins doesn't have, I mean, I should say Towns doesn't have that, but I've heard it's not, like, as bad as everybody. I mean, look, this is the second place Wiggins has been, and he's like, man, nobody here works as hard. Nobody wants this as bad as I do. Well, at what point is it not the guys around Wiggins? Or, I mean, around Butler. What then is it Butler?
Kurt Helan, Pro Basketball Talk, NBCSports.com, is with us. Hypothetically, if the Heat were going to create a package that would interest the Timberwolves, what would that package look like?
That's a really good question that I have not really thought much about, and I probably should have before I came on.
I mean, it's got to be Josh Richardson, right? It's got
to
be.
Yeah, I would say Richardson. You're gonna have to get Richardson. I mean, you're gonna have to make the money work. So you're gonna have to put some guys who make some money on there. But what Tibbs wants is guys who can help now. You're not gonna put Doran in there. Obviously, they're not gonna take Wade or Haslam. So you're gonna have to find some of those other guys. Maybe. I mean, I don't know what he thinks of Winslow. What they think internally of guys like that they might have interest in. Who could pair with, you know, is closer to the age range and fits, and maybe they can pair them with Towns and somebody to push Wiggins. But it would be something more like that. You'd have to come. I think Richardson would certainly have to be part of it.
How do you think this is going to end up? Do you think they're going to end up trading him, or you think he's going to end up finding finding some sort of resolution for this season?
I think they end up trading him because they don't have a choice. Like, at some point, ownership has to step in and, like, we're going to lose him for nothing. Go get something. And force Thibodeau to do it. And, like I said, Thibodeau's job is on the line here. Part of this is on him. He's going to take some of the blame for the bad mojo in the locker room. And again, we've seen this a million times in the NBA. Once Towns signs that max contract extension, he is the guy with the power, and he doesn't like Thibodeau. So the writing's on the wall there. Maybe he leaves early, and the next guy in is trying to find a home, you know, trying to find a home for Butler. So it is a messy situation that could go a million ways. I'd be surprised if he's with Minnesota past the trade deadline, but it's not something where I think it's going to happen in the next week.
And are those the three on the list we've heard of that list that's out, the Clippers, the Knicks, and the Nets? Are those the three teams, or do you see somebody else sneaking in?
I think other teams, look, again, as you guys mentioned, Minnesota's under no obligation to follow that list. Like, they've got to do what they've got to do to get the best offer. And there are teams that are willing to take the chance. Look, the Raptors have taken that chance with Kawhi Leonard. OKC took that chance with Paul George, and it worked out for them. Some team might be willing, you know, maybe Miami is willing to jump in. That's the list of teams he gave them. And the Knicks really isn't realistic because they're not going to trade Hardaway Jr. or that 2019 pick. They've done enough giving up future assets. Like, that's been the Knicks' MO for a million years. They're going to try something else. So if they're not in, it's really the Nets' kind of young up-and-coming players, the, you know, Rondae Hollis Jeffersons, and what do you think of would you want D'Angelo Russell? I don't think that's going to come together. I think if it does, it's either the Clippers or somebody like Miami or some other team that's willing to take a shot on wooing him over the course of half a season.
And Kurt, Adam Silver, since he's become the guy in the NBA, the main dude, he's been praised. He's doing his thing. He's making great decisions. The CBA, him dealing with the players, just everything he's doing. But in this Mark Cuban, Dallas Maverick, the whole punishment he gave him, the $10 million fine, like, is this his first misstep? Because it seems a little light on a guy worth $4 billion to say, hey, pay $10 million for those reports that we heard about what was coming out of Dallas.
Yeah, by the way, it's not just that. It's a $10 million tax write-off.
Yeah. So what is it really? $5
million? Yeah. So, I mean, he's going to write that. He can write some of that off. So, I mean, at least that's – they could only fine him to – under the CBA, they can only fine him $2.5 million. So this is more than that, and the money is going towards a cause. But I'm kind of with you, and I'm honestly – I mean, this is the worst sports talk radio answer ever. I really don't know what the right answer is here because I really – if you really wanted to send a message, if you really wanted to scare the crap out of other teams, take away some draft picks. But basketball ops wasn't the problem. In fact, it was the safe haven. Everybody in the reports like, players were great, coaches were great. That side of the operation was fine. It was the business side. So are you going to punish the players and the basketball ops guys for the sins of the other side of the business? It's just maybe you suspend Cuban. I'm just not sure what the right response is, but I'm kind of with you. Granted, he took steps to fix the problem, but it just does come off as light.
Make all tickets free for the next three seasons. Punish the business ops.
No, that's going to lose money, though. Yeah. That's the one thing they don't want to do. Right.
Well, I'm
money.
Just I'm spitballing ideas.
if you think Adam Silver is going to cost the team money,
Kurt Helin, Pro Basketball Talk. Hey, quickly on the way out, how great is it for the Miami Heat that Dwayne Wade is coming back for a final season?
I love that, both internally in terms of helping guys develop and all that, just for the storylines. And look, some of the best parts of last season, including that Game 4 playoff win, is when he jumps in the hot tub time machine for a night and becomes old Wade for a while. That's so much fun.
If he has a great season and they go to the second round of the playoffs, you think he'll come back?
No. That's just my guess. I don't.
It was a hacky. It was a hacky radio idea there. I was trying to find more to the story than was there.
What's the old Bill Parcells line? If you're thinking about retirement, you're retired.
Crowder has said that a number of times. Like, because we even talked like when Marshawn Lynch
out the door.
No. Well, he is not through retirement though.
He looks sick, man.
Through HR,
okay?
he's got doctors coming in to look at me. It's there's a whole thing going on. Kurt Helin, follow him on Twitter @basketballtalk. Check out his work NBCSports.com. Thank you, Kurt.
Take care, guys.
All right, and by the way, just on the way out, so you would not shut the. He's gone.
What you got? I got you.
I was gonna say you wouldn't shut the door on Jimmy Butler coming to the Heat. Which
yeah,
is what?
Shut the door.
No, but he said he would not shut the door.
But he's not there anymore. I'm telling you, shut the door.
Okay, but he's basketball talk.
Oh, that's right.
You're barely talk.
I'm mumble. I'm basketball mumble.
Basketball mumbles.
Yeah,
you should
com.
Get that.
Let's
yeah,
get that.
Basketballmumbles.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.